Six Bristol Bay commercial fishermen are suing a regional seafood association they belong to. They're challenging over $250,000 the association is spending to fund groups that oppose the Pebble Mine. The company developing the mine, Pebble Limited Partnership, is paying for the litigation. Elizabeth Harbaugh with Alaska's Energy Desk has the story.
The plaintiffs are challenging the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association's recent contracts with Salmon State and the United Tribes of Bristol Bay, both ardent Pebble opponents. They allege the association is only allowed to market seafood based on the state statute that allowed for its creation. In an emailed statement, Pebble spokesperson Mike Heatwall confirmed Pebble is backing the lawsuit. Abe Williams is one of the plaintiffs. Williams commercial fishes in Bristol Bay, and he is also employed by the Pebble Limited Partnership as a regional outreach director. He used to be on the association's board.
Over many years, I've, you know, addressed these guys in regards to how they're utilizing our funds. There are many of us that said, listen, this organization is doing something that it wasn't designed for.
Most commercial fishermen in Bristol Bay are required to join BBRSDA. They pay a 1% tax on their catch, which funds the association. Of course, Williams supports the Pebble Mine proposal, saying it would provide needed jobs in the Bristol Bay region. He says he's proud to work there. But Williams says in participating in the lawsuit, he's mainly acting in his interest as a fourth-generation commercial fisherman.
My concerns about the BBRSDA spending their money the way they were was long before I was working at Pebble.
Williams and other plaintiffs are asking a judge to immediately prohibit the association from using its resources to impact the Pebble Mine permitting process. Scott Kendall, the attorney for BBRSDA, argues the contracts fall well within the realm of what the organization is supposed to do.
It's the number one issue that could impact the value and marketability and sustainability of the fishery. How, if you are an organization whose sole purpose is to maintain the marketability and sustainability of the resource, do you ignore Pebble Mine? It would seem to me to be almost absurd.
Kendall notes the lawsuit was filed during the federal public comment period for Pebble's latest mine proposal, which ends on May 30th.
If successful, they would muzzle BBRSDA. BBRSDA would be denied the ability to create science and create comments that would go into the comment period. It's kind of a one-time shot, and on May 30th, that expires.
Pebble spokesperson Heatwall denies that charge, saying the lawsuit is not meant to challenge BBRSDA's ability to comment on the mine. Heatwall says, quote, their efforts can continue, but it shouldn't be done with fish marketing money. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.